And it's time once again for our weekly Senior Moments program.
This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And we're happy to welcome into the studio as our guest for Senior Moments this time around, Julia Orr, who is the Executive Director of Molly's Angels. Julia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And say that again. Say good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, that microphone is apparently not working very well. Let's try this one right there. And let's try that again. Say good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
So much better. So much better. Okay. We are, you know, getting ready to move to a brand new studio where everything works.
Oh, yay!
All the time. That's the theory, at least. So anyway, setting that aside, let's talk about Molly's Angels and things that you do for the seniors in the community. First of all, before we get into that specifically, let's talk about you. You are relatively new to take over this job.
Yes, I actually took over on March the 4th this past year from the previous leadership who retired. So it's very new. And as you can hear, I'm not from America either, so I'm fairly new to Napa. I moved up a couple of years ago, so it's all new and exciting.
Mm-hmm. And where are you from exactly?
I'm from London in England, but I did live in LA previously to coming up to Napa, so I have been in the US for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And you've come all the way to Napa to help seniors in the community.
Yes, it's been a wonderful journey, and part of that was I really did want to move to Napa. I discovered it through a friend of mine who was a Napa girl, Napa born and bred, and I fell in love with the community and really wanted to move up here and was lucky enough to get this job.
Well, we're probably lucky to have you.
Thank you.
So let's get into what Molly's Angels is. I think I kind of remember when this organization formed. So
oh, wow.
Maybe about 30 years ago. Is
yeah.
That right?
Oh, actually, we were enjoying our 20th anniversary this year. Okay. Yes, 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 indeed. Mm-hmm. So it was the organization was started by another English woman. So we have something in common. And no, we're not related. Molly Ban started this organization. And I think her mission was really just to help people in need who were going through a traumatic event. So at the beginning, she would just hear from people who'd either lost their homes in the flood or were struggling to feed their family or were disabled and had lost their homes. Things like that, the stories I've heard, and she would be there to help them in many funny ways, like providing food. She even bought a trailer for some people to live in. She helped rebuild somebody's house. I mean, there was some spectacular stories. This lady, fortunately, she passed away, so I never got to meet her, but there's some wonderful stories out there in the community. And the most wonderful thing is when I started, every time I went out, even to Office Depot to get copies or something like that, everybody I spoke to had a story about Molly, yeah, which was really heartwarming and wonderful. So the community is really very supportive of this organization.
Yeah, for sure. And at this moment today, you have several different functions that Molly's Angels performs. Let's talk about those. You say the biggest of your functions is transportation.
Yes, we had to kind of solidify what we were doing because we couldn't be everything to everybody. So we started our specific programs, transportation, telephone, and food redistribution. And the transportation program is our biggest. We provide free rides for seniors and cancer patients and people with disabilities under the age of 65, as long as they're ambulatory, to medical appointments. So if somebody is in need, you know, as when you get cancer, there's a lot of appointments that you have to go through. And sometimes it's really difficult, even if you have family, for those family members to take time off 3 or 4 times a week to drive you to the doctors and all the appointments you need to get to. So that's where we step in. Mm-hmm. So it's a very successful program, and people really seem to love the help. Mm-hmm. And it's all volunteer driven, and our volunteers tell lots of wonderful stories too of how much they get out of it, because they form personal relationships with the people they drive, and they get to hear all about them. And there's very, we have lots of characters and lots of wonderful stories. So it's a kind of win-win situation for both parties.
Yeah, it's a really, essentially human kind of thing. This, you know, seeing people who need some help, giving people some help. It's so simple. It's so direct. And it's not relying on some, you know, governmental entity or some enormous corporation, or, you know, you don't have to write 7 letters and get a permit.
Right.
You know, it's just like directly people helping each other.
Yes, it is. And especially in this kind of community, which is fairly rural. So the seniors that we have here, when they lose the use of their car, they're pretty much stranded and they can't get around, especially, you know, in situations where they don't have family. Right. So it's this is a really important service we provide, I think. And there's, I think Share the Care is another organization that does provide some transportation, but I think we're pretty much the only organization in the Napa County area that does free medical rides for seniors.
Fantastic. So that's the biggest piece of your work. What's number two?
Number two is our telephone reassurance program, and this is another really wonderful program. We have a team of volunteers who call isolated, vulnerable seniors every week. They put in a weekly call just for a chat to see how they are, make sure they're okay, make sure they're not in need of anything. Sometimes the calls are a few minutes. It's hi, how are you? Are you okay? Yes, I'm fine. I'm doing okay. No need to bring me anything. And sometimes the chat is for an hour because this is the only person they've spoken to for days. So we have a number of clients on our books who we just call and chat and see how they are. And then, of course, our volunteers who are so very generous often become so close to them that they'll take them food or flowers or Mother's Day and just get to know them, make sure they don't feel so isolated and depressed.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, and I'm not sure to what degree Molly's Angels is collecting data or, you know, creating reports or anything, but do you have an idea of how many isolated and vulnerable seniors, I think the terms you use, are in Napa County?
I don't have that number who are in Napa County. But we are starting to collect a lot of data in a much better way. So we're going to be able to have those kind of numbers to be able to, you know, confer with the state and with our city council and everything on how we can serve them better. So there's a lot of talk going on, a lot of meetings going on how the numbers, because, of course, they're increasing as Napa is aging. And so we want to all provide a better service and see how we can do that. Mm-hmm. But right now I can tell you that in May we had our biggest month for rides and telephone reassurance. We did 356 rides in May, and I think it was 331 telephone calls just in May. Mm. So that's quite a large number, and that's just our tiny organization.
So how many volunteers in your organization doing all this?
We have 60 volunteers on our books, but they're not all active at the same time. So I would say 15 to 20 volunteers are active at any one time per week. Mm. And then we have 3 part-time staff members.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, vehicles now of your own, or is it private vehicles people use?
We don't have vehicles of our own. All of the volunteers use their own private vehicles. Yes, they do. So it's a very generous thing they do, because they pay for the gas, they pay for their time, they pay for the repairs on the car, they use their own cars. Of course, they do have to have, you know, specific insurance and things, and we go through background checks and, training for our volunteers. But yes, they're very generous people, very.
So the transportation program and then the reassurance phone call program, what's your other big program?
We have a third very small program, food redistribution. So that's just, Starbucks actually have been very generous to us and Pizza Hut, and they give us their day-old food, which is still packed, so it's very hygienic, and then we redistribute that to the low-income senior housing in the area. That's our fairly small program, though, because there are a lot of low-income food redistribution programs in Napa. Napa is very good for making sure that everyone is well-fed.
Mm-hmm. You know, you bring up an interesting aspect of this. Sometimes you might hear about programs that sound so similar, you wonder if they overlap.
Yes.
Is there any concern about that? I mean, are there obviously if you're giving 330 rides in a month, there's a demand for that.
Yes.
But there are some other programs that provide transportation. So does any of what you do overlap with other agencies?
No. The people that we have that we on our books that we're driving for, it's either very hard for them to take the transportation that's provided, like the public transportation. So, no, we've been very careful about not overlapping any of our programs. I think the one that's the most in danger of that is the food redistribution. That's why we keep it really small, and we don't intend to grow that program because there are so many people taking care of that. But, yeah, we're in touch with a lot of agencies to make sure we don't overlap because that's one thing we don't want to do. Yeah. You know, we want to make sure that everyone is getting the rides that they need, but that we're servicing people who really can't get a ride with public transport or with another service.
So you told me off the air that there are some really interesting stories, some specific stories, the clients and success situations.
Yes, I think, yes. I mean, I hear wonderful stories every single day. We all do. And I think those are the things that are really compelling about Molly's Angels that keep us going. And, you know, I'd like to mention one of our client/volunteers who is a stunning lady of 96 years old, Muriel Schneider. If you're listening, and she said she would, hi, Muriel. She's 96 years old, and every week she participates in the telephone reassurance. So she calls all of these people, and they're generally all over 90 as well. And Muriel has a nephew, I believe, in Austin, but she's lost her family. Like, her husband died of Alzheimer's, her two children died of cancer. And when she told me these stories, you know, it's a tearjerker, right? So we are her new family. And the last time I saw her, I said, I'm just adopting you as my mom over here because you're so wonderful. And so regardless of what is happening with her, and she has her own health issues, she spends time on the phone every week to call 90-plus-year-olds. And just recently she said to me, you know, Julia, I really want to get together with all the 90-year-olds and celebrate in some way. So we've formed a Mighty 90s club, and we're taking them all out for lunch next week at Hop Creek, who are also doing a dine and donate for us. So that is going to be a really sweet event. So a lot of these people that we serve, they have lost pretty much all of their family, and we become like family to them.
It's really good work. Tell us about events that you have coming up. You doing some fundraising with events?
Yes. Of course, we have a small grant from the government, but most of our budget comes from fundraising efforts, so it's really important to us. So as I mentioned, next week, Hop Creek, the wonderful Hop Creek, and the owner, Stacey, also has an amazing story about Molly. Let me just tell you that quickly. It was so funny. When I went over there to ask her if she would do a dine and donate, she's like, of course, I know Molly. Years ago, when I fell over and broke my hip, I had a young family. I just started a business. I couldn't get out. I had no money. We were in really dire straits. And apparently somebody told Molly that this was happening to her. So one day the group arrived, all dressed as elves with all these like bags full of food and toys for the kids. And she said, I've never forgotten. So this is payback. So next Wednesday, dine and donate at Hop Creek for Molly's Angels, and you can go in between 11 and 9 and just mention Molly's Angels, and we'll get 20% of the proceeds. Now, our biggest fundraiser is very exciting. It's on July 14th, and it's our golf tournament at Eagle Vines Golf Club. So if you're a golfer, please give us a call or sign up on our website, and we would love to have you.
That's very good. We're going to take a very brief break, come back and talk some more with our guest, Julia Orr. She is the executive director of Molly's Angels and our guest for Senior Moments this week. Back in half a minute.
Experience matters. Calabria Hospice has been trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Calabria Hospice.
And we're back on Senior Moments. Again, our guest this time, Julia Orr, the executive director of Molly's Angels since earlier this spring. And we're talking about all the wonderful things that that group does for seniors in the community, transportation programs and visitors and keeping in touch and making sure people are okay. This I was just talking a little bit earlier about these heat spells. Mm-hmm. And how debilitating 3 days of 100 degrees
yes.
can be for seniors. And a lot of homes in Napa do not have air conditioning, and the climate was not, you know, that severe that people thought it was necessary.
Right.
Do you run into that as an issue for?
Yes. In fact, just the other day, the day it was 100 degrees, was it Monday? I was taking one of our clients to her cancer appointment, and she was telling me how she was one of the few people in her little, she lives in Rolfs Manor, that had AC. So she had other seniors, her neighbors, sitting in her house. So they could be, you know, be okay in that heat. So definitely.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, that's a beautiful story of somebody who's going through a tremendously difficult time with their health going, okay, I recognize that, you know, my neighbors need help. They're sitting there in 100 degrees. So why don't you all just sit in my house? You know, it's wonderful. But yes, it's a problem. Definitely.
Yeah. So tell us how you mentioned the registration for your golf tournament is on your website. Tell us how to get in touch with you. Tell us how people can become volunteers.
You can email us at mollysangels@mollysangels.com, or you can sign up through our website or send us a message through our website. Yes, that's the two ways you can reach us. Mm-hmm. And for a volunteer, if you want to sign up for a volunteer, again, you can either email us or sign up through our website. And the process is very simple. You sign up. We send you a link to verified volunteer. You have to go through a background check, obviously, because there's a lot of personal information that you'll be privy to with these clients. Once the background check is cleared, then we bring you into the office for a training, go through the handbook and just talk about all the do's and the don'ts. And then we sign you up. And it's very easy. We give you access to a Google Calendar, and you check the Google Calendar at however many times you would like to check it and sign up for the ride. And that's the really good thing, I think, about this volunteer program is we don't ask you for a set amount of time every week. We don't say, can you come in? This is the schedule. Can you come in on Friday from 10 to 3? It's you choose how much you do and when you do it. So it really works with people's schedules. Saying that, a lot of our volunteers are retired. So they do have a lot of time. But yeah, those are the two ways. Either the website, and of course that is www.mollysangels.com, or our email is very simple, mollysangels@mollysangels.com.
All right. Julia Orr, excellent presentation on Molly's Angels for us here on Senior Moments. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Door's always open.
Thank you.
And that wraps up Senior Moments for this week.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.